Welcome to the Toxin Free-ish podcast. I'm your host, Wendy, environmental toxins attorney turned clean living coach and podcaster. So if you are a current listener and you showed up today to listen to the Detox Dilemma podcast, but you got the Toxin Free-ish podcast instead, it is the same podcast. I am the same host. We're going to be talking about some pretty similar with some upgrades topics on the podcast, but we got a new name and I'm really, really excited about the rebrand. And let me tell you why. About a year and a half ago, I got this crazy idea to start a podcast, and I am like the DIY queen. I work full time. I'm a mom to two kids, and I was like, I gotta make this podcast. I decided, and so I bought the launch software, and I hired an editor, and I grabbed, you know, all of the equipment that I needed, and I threw together a website. And when I say threw together a website, I mean that in the strictest sense. Like, I went on Squarespace, and God bless Promise Tegan, who makes the most beautiful Squarespace templates. If you are a wannabe or about to be business owner and you can't afford a full-blown website, go to Live HQ and go buy one of Promise's templates, because it has served me so well for the last 18 months. So I threw together a website and I just started recording, and I had no idea what I was doing. And I look back at those first, or listen back at those first few episodes, where I was literally reading a script. And I cringe to think that people still listen to those. I've learned so, so much, not just about podcasting and interviewing, but about what I love and what I want to talk about and what's important to my audience. And it's really because of my audience that I am able to be here today announcing this, not just a rebrand of the podcast, but a brand new website, a brand new shopping guide, a brand new blog, and some brand new digital things coming soon, very soon. And that's because you used my links, you supported my business, you took my courses, you became Young Living customers, and I was able to take the income that I was making from your support, and I was able to hire an expert, somebody who actually builds websites for a living, builds things like my toxin-free shopping guide, and also does beautiful branding, and I was able to up-level everything that I'm offering to all of you. So from the very bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. So let me tell you a little bit about why Toxin Free-ish, why I changed the name, and what to expect. So I love the name, The Detox Dilemma. My cousin and my girlfriend actually came up with the name, and I thought it was so clever and it was so perfect. And the thing about clever is that people can't really find it. It was also pretty confusing. So the word detox, people really associate with things like juicing and fasting, and actually things I don't support at all whatsoever. So, you know, when people would find my podcast, they would make an assumption that I was going to talk about these like detox protocols and not necessarily toxin-free living, non-toxic living, clean beauty ingredients. And so there was some confusion over what my podcast was actually about. And when you're in the podcasting space, you want people to find you through like keyword searches and things like that. And so the name wasn't serving me in that way. I also wanted to create some consistency. My website was Wendy Catherine. And let me tell you how many people cannot spell Catherine correctly. When I looked at my Google Analytics, I mean, every single way you could spell Catherine, with the exception of the way I actually spell my name, Catherine, people would go searching for me. And so having a website that was my name was also not really serving anybody. It was really difficult for people to find my website. So when I started investing in building out this new website, I knew I wanted a new name and I wanted to rebrand, and I wanted it to be the last time. I wanted it to be like, this is my name for forever and ever and ever. I wanted it to be really easy for people to find me, but I also wanted it to represent like who I am and the things that I talk about. And I have always had toxin-free-ish, like in parentheses-ish, as part of my, like the things I talked about on a regular basis, because perfection sucks and is stupid, and nobody, literally nobody, should even be attempting to strive for a toxin-free life, because it just does not exist, and all it's going to do is stress you out anyway. And so I always said, like, you need your ish. Everybody has ish. Like, I go to San Diego to visit my girlfriends, and my margaritas are my ish. And I know that Mexican food has all kinds of seed oils in it, and I don't care. And that's what I want for all of you. I want you to really care and embrace the clean things that you bring into your home, that you can do something about, that you can feel empowered and educated and know that you are doing the right thing by the health of you and your kids and your family. But then I want you to go live your life, right? I want that balance for everyone where we say, you know, it's unacceptable for these companies to be slowly poisoning us with all of these toxins and these products with no care for our safety or our health. But we're also not going to let that issue control our lives. We're going to do the best that we can with the information that we have where we can control it. And then we're just going to be free and happy and go enjoy our lives outside of our homes. And so the idea of having a toxin-free-ish lifestyle has always been what I have preached. And by some crazy circumstance, nobody owned the website or the trademark or the name, and it was all there for me to take. So I, www.toxinfreeish.com is the new website. You can still get to my shopping guide at www.toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. That will also be mine forever and ever. But my new website is so beautiful. I hope you go look at it. I hope you go bookmark it. I hope you use it every day. And I have big, big plans. One of the largest reasons why I knew I needed a new website was because I wanted to expand my toxin-free shopping guide. I have new categories. I want so many things to be able to provide. I want to get into clothing and linen and bedding and eventually have like a whole baby registry. I want to talk about baby formula and baby bottles because I don't have a lot of, I mean, I have options for babies, but I want even more. I want to tell you which, you know, pajamas don't have flame retardant sprayed on them and the car seats that don't have flame retardants. And I just want to be able to provide a space that is really like anytime anyone is shopping and they're wondering what toxins are in what and what products are clean, I want you to think about my shopping guide. And I want you to be like, Wendy has that. Let's go, instead of going and checking the Google, you're going to go check the toxin-free-ish website. And so that's what I want. And I knew if I wanted to grow and create that content, I needed a platform that could grow with me. And now I have it. I have a space that I can take all the things that are in my imaginings and what I want to provide and what I want to share and the education that I want to put out there. And I have a place where it makes sense, where you can go land on my website and you can find it simply and easily and also aesthetically. Yeah, it was really important to me. I really wanted something beautiful. And a quick thank you to Duo Collective, Courtney and Abby, and Eden, who is my blog manager, and Anna, who is my podcast manager. I love you guys so much, and I would not have my business if it was not for the four of you. So thank you so, so much for seeing my vision and helping me bring it to life. And for you, my listener, this next season of the Toxin Free-ish podcast is gonna be a good one. When I started the podcast, I made a dream list of guests, and I said, after a year, I'm going to ask these people to come onto my podcast. And they so far have all said yes. I have the most amazing guests coming. You're still going to get the bite-sized, binge-worthy, toxin-free-ish episodes that you know and love. And you're also going to get some phenomenal interviews. Get ready. Your life is about to get a whole lot less toxic. I'll see you next week.